Hi there, I'm Natalie Silverstein. I'm an author, a speaker, a mom of two teens and one emerging adult, and a passionate advocate for family and youth service. While I was researching my second book, Simple Acts, The Busy Teen's Guide to Making a Difference, I learned about so many big-hearted tweens and teens who are volunteering, fundraising, starting nonprofits, and becoming social entrepreneurs and activists. I wanted to hear their stories, and I wanted to celebrate them and share them with the world so that everyone can be as inspired as I am. I hope that after listening to these short episodes, you'll go out into your community and share your light, your talents, gifts, and strengths to help others. Because the truth is, every person can make a big impact, one simple act at a time. On this week's episode, I was delighted to speak to Layla, a 10th grader from New York City, who has figured out a way to combine her three passions, dance, computer coding, and legal studies, to create a new nonprofit called Arts on Point. While the program is just getting started, Layla hopes to be able to provide free dance lessons for under-resourced children and teens in her community. I was so inspired to hear about the ways that Layla wants to share the joy she experiences in dance and movement, and how her three seemingly disconnected interests are being harnessed toward one ambitious goal. Welcome back, everybody. I am so excited to introduce you today to Layla. Hey, Layla, how are you doing?
I'm amazing. How are you?
I'm good. Why don't you introduce yourself, tell everybody how old you are, where you're from, what you like to do in school, out of school, all of this stuff, and then tell us a little bit about your organization.
Okay. Hi, my name is Layla. I'm 15 years old. I'm currently a sophomore in high school in New York City, and I've been dancing at Alvin Ailey for a decade, studying practically any style you can think of. But aside from dance, I also love to code. I'm a certified game developer, and I've taken up an interest in law by participating in mock trial at school. I'd say in one way or another, all of these interests have contributed to the realization of my organization that I'll talk about today.
That's awesome. Well, I love that. First of all, I was a dancer. I have children who are dancers. Alvin Ailey is amazing. I also live in New York City. And so I just want to tell our listeners that I was driving down the avenue the other day with my daughter, who's a dancer. And Alvin Ailey has this beautiful building and it's all windows on the first floor, all of the floors. And when the dancers are in the studios, people walking by can just stand and watch. It's like watching a show on a street corner in New York City. It's just one of the things I love about New York, but that's really wonderful. And the fact that you have all these different passions that seem sort of disconnected, but that you figured out a way to connect them. I love that. So why don't you tell us about your organization that you're starting?
Yes. So my organization is called Arts on Point with an E. It's a little play on words. And it's a free program based in New York City dedicated to partnering with local after school programs to provide consistent and diverse dance programming for around elementary to middle school age students.
Amazing. So would this be after school or during school or on the weekends?
That would be after school during the week.
Okay. And tell me more. So how did this all get started?
Yes. So it all started in elementary school. I was privileged enough to attend a relatively new public school in Lower Manhattan throughout elementary school. And so when I transferred to an independent school in sixth grade, having fully funded arts programs wasn't at all foreign to me, and also having gone to Alvin Ailey since I was in kindergarten. But I was also always aware of discrepancies in arts education, especially in New York City public schools, especially as budget cuts have continued to rise. But I've never really faced this reality until I started volunteering at my new school. As I worked with organizations such as the Kingsbridge Heads Community Center, Part of the Solution, the Andrews Center, in my local Bronx community, I was tutoring and supervising elementary age kids. And I really saw a thirst to move and be creative through dance. I told them that I've danced at Alvin Ailey. And when I shared my passion for dance with these students, their eyes lit up with excitement. And a large part of my goal then became to share the robust training that I was so thankful for with a community who didn't have access to the same resources. And however, the meaningful relationships I built with these students inspired me to not only provide the consistent free dance education, but one that embraced imagination and confidence and creativity through movement. Whether that be an individual journey or a more communal one. We think about dancing in unison. And ever since I was little, we talked about things like that, but also exploring yourself and looking inward. And I really wanted to think about that as well.
Oh, that's amazing. No, I love it. And I love that you took your own passion for dance and you realized that this is such a privilege, right, to be able to study dance at a high level and to perform, and that there are so many people who would benefit from this who don't have the access to it. So tell us from a practical standpoint, what are your thoughts on getting this program into after-school programs? You know, how are you reaching out to schools and to educators to make sure we spread the word and we enroll students? Like, how is it all going to roll out?
Yes. So although I initially idealized this possibility in middle school, it was only the summer after ninth grade that I was able to truly give it my full attention, which of course for me was after COVID. That was during my seventh grade year. And so I worked with a mentor through Curious Cardinals, who was a nonprofit founder herself, in order to research the issue at hand, which was underfunded dance programs in New York City. We talked about understanding what goes into building a nonprofit and then I set myself up for the next steps. So I would say as far as that, we faced a lot of challenges with getting in contact with local after-school programs. I was surprised that even in late 22, unfortunately, a lot of them were still extremely understaffed and overworked following the effects of COVID. And so they were unable to even consider housing a new program, which I didn't want to put the pressure on them for that whatsoever. And so as a result, I got in touch with the service learning team at my school, who introduced me to various organizations who are interested in welcoming the program. So I would definitely say reaching out to the people around you, even Curious Cardinals. Audrey has put me in touch with some schools in the city. And so if one pathway doesn't work, if your original idea didn't work, I would definitely say just trying out different pathways, getting in touch with people. That's really the best way to explore new options and stay open-minded.
Absolutely. Tell us a little bit about Curious Cardinals. I did interview another student who worked with Curious Cardinals, but that was several months ago now. So we probably have some new listeners. So remind us about Curious Cardinals, because I think that it's a really cool organization. I think my listeners would be really interested in it.
Yes, Curious Cardinals is amazing. And I would say it allows you to turn a passion or an idea into something tangible. That's really how I experienced it. Originally, I started to work with Farah, a nonprofit founder, in order to help me visualize this idea. But then it also turned into, I had a very small interest in law. I had never done anything related to law before, but I took a constitutional law course with a student at Yale, and he really just opened my eyes. And even though now constitutional law isn't specifically what I'm interested in, it gave me that push to kind of get off the ground and explore so many new things. And even with him, we've now talked about what goes into legally registering yourself as a 501c3 nonprofit and things like that. And so I've really been able to connect my interests. And so in that way, it showed me how important it is to truly embrace whatever you're passionate about, even if you have a bunch of different passions and they seem unrelated.
Absolutely. I think the beauty of Curious Cardinals is this mentorship idea, right? And I talk about this in my work, in my book, is, you know, if you have a wonderful idea, the best way to see that through to fruition is to get some help and to get some advice and to hear what works and what doesn't work. I always encourage teens, whatever their idea, whatever their passion, find a mentor, and it will help so, so much. I loved that that you said too about, you know, studying constitutional law. It's so true. Becoming a 501c3 is actually kind of complicated, you know, and to be a nonprofit founder is not easy, and you do need legal advice. And so to just even understand what all of that means, it's just really so, so important, and to do your homework. Tell us a little bit about how coding, you mentioned coding was one of your interests as well. How does that sort of fit into this, you know, dancing and law and now coding? How can you fit that into this as well?
Yes. So for me, during COVID, I started taking online courses for coding. And through that, I was able to become certified. But then in school, I was able to register for a mini course. Instead of taking the most kind of general one, I decided to specifically go into web design in an effort to learn how to develop the back end as well as the front end of a website, specifically for Arts on Point is what I had in mind. And so we learned about CSS, which is the front end styling. We learned about the HTML and JavaScript, which both go into the back end. And so learning about that, I just felt so much, it felt so much more personal to be able to put my own creativity and work into building a website from scratch, and to just be able to tie in all of my passions felt. It made Arts on Point for me feel so much more personal, and just that, like, it made me feel that much more proud of it, really.
Absolutely. I've interviewed a few people who created the website for their effort, their organization, their nonprofit themselves. And I remember almost all of them say, like, I created the website myself. You know, it's really like such a point of pride. And also, you get to really control the content and how your organization is portrayed and the visuals that you use and the message that you send. I think that's amazing. I think that's a really important thing for people to do. And the fact that you've learned how to do this, again, just another tool in your toolbox. It's really fantastic. So tell us a little bit more about the program. So once it's off the ground, who will be the teachers of the dance program?
So you could say I was inspired by Curious Cardinals on this front. I thought that being able to have someone just as passionate about me as something, but also who is still learning and who is still a student themselves, made the relationship and the ability to learn something new and explore a passion that much more meaningful. And so in a way, I transferred that into this, and I thought, I have so many friends in the dance world, whether it be from dance team at school or outside of school dance or in the musical school. There's so many different things related to dance, and so many people who I know are so passionate and would love to help. And to be able to have kind of a rotating network of volunteers. So say for each class, we only need 2 volunteers, but we have a plethora of people who are willing to help on any given day. Certain people are available on certain days and things like that. So we already kind of have that network. And the idea was really that you can get that connection through dance. For me, I have always found that dance was almost, and I'm sure you might be able to relate to this, but another form of communication for humans. There's something so special about it, and in the way that you're able to connect with people. And I think in the same way that I was able to have an experience with my Curious Cardinals mentor, that's kind of how I felt with teens and younger students being able to interact as opposed to adults.
Absolutely. And I've said this many times that, you know, when you ask a teen to teach younger students, younger children, something that they love, or to engage in that with a younger person, the confidence building with that, the sharing of your joy, the good feelings that you get in response to doing this work with younger kids, it's such a win-win. I think it's really fantastic. Well, Layla, I have really loved learning about your different passions and how you put them all together. I know that Arts on Point is just brand new and you're getting started and the website isn't built yet, so we don't really have anywhere to point folks to. But Curious Cardinals is a resource out there for folks to explore, right? CuriousCardinals.com. And I promise to follow up with all of my listeners when you do have your website that you've built launched, so folks can go and check it out and learn more. I just hope that this conversation inspires everyone to take their passions and to put them together and to share them with others. I think it's really, really fantastic what you're doing. I'm wishing you the best of luck.
Thank you so much. And thank you for having me today.
Thank you so much for being with us today. Take care.
You too. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening. If you were inspired by what you heard today, please follow, rate, and review. These things really matter. And if you know a tween or a teen who is doing great things in his, her, or their community, send them my way. I'd love to meet them and share their stories with a world that could really use a dose of inspiration right about now. You can get in touch with me through my website, simpleactsguide.com. Until next time, remember to keep eyes, ears, hearts, and minds open to the needs of others, and always be kind.